everyone, this is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health, your hormones, and your overall well-being. And it is such a pleasure to have you join me today for another in-depth conversation that profoundly empowers you on your road to health and well-being. I want to be sure that anyone listening for the first time is aware that I have a very educational website called whatwomenmustknow.com. I invite you to go there because if you opt in to the newsletter, you get several of my special reports and many of my articles and videos, great information. And also, if you are seeking further information, go to my Facebook page, like me over there at What Women Must Know, because I post on a daily basis great information, articles, research, recipes, lots of things that will further expand your awareness. So I hope you will take advantage of the journey of learning. The more we learn, the more we can gain greater wisdom and make wise choices for ourselves. So today, I want to introduce a topic that I'm really, really excited about. And my guest, who has, I would say, single-handedly created a huge awareness of a profound healing food. We're going to be talking about the humble coconut. And the book that we're going to be exploring, which has great wisdom in it, is called The Coconut Oil Miracle, and it is by Dr. Bruce Fife. Many of you already know all about coconut oil and have heard Dr. Bruce Fife. Let me just say a little bit about him. He is an author, speaker, certified nutritionist, and naturopath. He has written over 20 books, including Coconut Cures and Coconut Lover's Cookbook. He's the publisher and editor of the Healthy Ways newsletter. He serves as the president of the Coconut Research Center, an organization whose purpose is to educate healthcare professionals and the public about the health and nutritional aspects of coconut. Dr. Fife was first to gather together the medical research on the health benefits of coconut oil and present it to an understandable and readable format for the public. He is widely recognized as one of the leading authorities on the health benefits of coconut oil. So we are going to answer all the questions you may have about coconut oil and explore the many health benefits with Dr. Bruce Fife, who is, I would say, one of the world's experts on the topic. So, Dr. Fife, welcome to the show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to having you today because I'm a big fan of coconut oil. You've helped me to really understand a lot more about it. So we're going to have a great conversation that I trust will open people's eyes to the healing benefits and dispel a lot of the myths. I guess the first place to start is, how did you get on the path, the coconut oil path here?
Well, you know, it was many years ago when I was with a group of nutritionists, and one member of the group mentioned that coconut oil was one of the good fats. And this was a shock to everyone in the room, because back then, coconut oil was considered an artery-clogging saturated fat, and all saturated fats were bad. And coconut oil was very highly saturated. So, you know, I was shocked to hear this person say this, but she backed up her statement, and she even cited some studies from the medical literature. And it got me thinking, you know, golly, does coconut oil does have some health benefits? So I started to do a little bit of research, and I wanted to find the facts about coconut oil and not what people interpreted or what people thought about it. So I avoided the common literature, the books and stuff that are written by fats and oils, and I went directly to the medical literature to actually read what researchers were discovering. And I basically looked up everything I could find on coconut oil, and there were hundreds of studies. And as I started going through these studies, I was amazed. I found benefit after benefit after benefit that basically no one except these researchers knew about. And after doing this research, I realized, you know, most people don't know about this. I need to tell people about it. And so I wrote the book, The Coconut Oil Miracle.
Well, I think the first thing we need to clarify, and I know this comes up in so many people's minds, and that is this issue of coconut oil being a saturated fat, because we're concerned about saturated fats. I know that it's a question that I hear a lot, and I always try to explain that we're talking about a different kind of saturated fat. So can you explain what the saturated fats of coconut oil really means for people?
Well, you know, all fats and oils are composed of fat molecules known as fatty acids, and you can basically categorize them into three basic groups based on their length, the length of their carbon chain. So you've got long-chain fatty acids, medium-chain fatty acids, and short-chain fatty acids. And the vast majority of the fats in our diet, whether they're saturated or polyunsaturated or monounsaturated, the vast majority are long-chain fatty acids. Now, coconut oil is unique, and it is composed predominantly of medium-chain fatty acids, and they just happen to be saturated. But the medium-chain fact about it is what's really important, because our bodies respond to and process the fats differently depending on their size. And so the physiological effects of the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil are very different from those of the long-chain fatty acids you get in other oils. And it's these medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil that give the coconut oil most of its health-promoting and nutritional benefits.
And there are many benefits. So for people who may be reducing their saturated fats in the form of fatty cuts of meat or perhaps a lot of butter, this actually works in a very different way in the body. And it is safer and more usable by the body, correct?
Exactly right. People think of saturated fat causing heart disease and so forth, but coconut oil, the saturated fats in coconut oil, actually protect against heart disease. They're very health-promoting, yes.
So that's such an important point that I want everyone to hear, that coconut oil actually, as a medium-chain triglyceride, is a very different kind of fat or different kind of animal, you might want to say, that
yes.
Actually has so many health-promoting benefits. And that's what we're going to explore. The many, many miracles, really, as you say in your book, of coconut oil and what it can do to support our health and well-being. So what do you think the number one health benefit of coconut oil is?
Well, you know, when I was going through the research, there was one aspect that really stood out. And it stood out, one reason was because there was so much research on this topic that it was, you know, verified. I mean, it was a fact. And it's also very good for our health. And that is the antimicrobial effects of the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil. These fatty acids actually kill disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and fungi, and can protect us against a lot of infectious illnesses. And they protect us not only internally, but externally on our skin. You know, we can use it to fight off fungal infections and bacterial infections. And that, I thought, was fantastic.
Well, I mean, that is fantastic to know that a food source can actually be so medicinal and to really work with bacteria, viruses, yeast, which is so critical so we can keep our immune system strong.
Definitely. You know, research has shown that the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil kill bacteria that cause such things as dental cavities, sinus infections, throat infections. They kill viruses that cause influenza, measles, herpes, mononucleosis, hepatitis C. Mm. They even kill HIV, you know, the AIDS virus. I mean, this has been established in studies. It kills fungi, yeast that cause candida, ringworm, athlete's foot, and things like that.
So So while we're on the subject of killing all these microorganisms, what would be the best way to use coconut oil? Because coconut oil comes in different forms. And, you know, we have the coconut oil, and then there's that we can take internally or topically. What would be the best way to use coconut oil, and how much would you recommend to have that microbial effect and benefit?
Well, I think the best way to use it is as a preventative, to use it every day. And the best way to use it would be in your cooking. In any recipe that you have that calls for butter, margarine, vegetable oil, or shortening, you can actually replace that with coconut oil and just incorporate coconut oil into your diet that way. You can also add the oil into foods that don't necessarily require any oil in cooking. For example, you can add it to soups and to casseroles. You can put it into oatmeal. Lots of people put it into their coffee or tea in the morning, and things like that.
Well, that's a great idea. Just put it right into your morning drink, whatever
Yes.
it may be.
Many people do that.
Because actually, I guess you can get a virgin coconut oil that has a stronger coconut oil flavor, or you can get coconut oil that doesn't have a strong coconut oil flavor, so you can kind of suit your own senses, so to speak.
That's exactly right. A lot of people just don't like coconut, and so they have a hard time with the virgin coconut oil because it retains some of the coconut aroma and flavor. But you could also buy the so-called expeller-pressed coconut, which has been a little bit processed more and has removed the taste and has made it essentially tasteless. And so you can incorporate it into your foods without giving your foods that, you know, underlying coconut flavor.
Okay, so how much would you recommend we have of coconut oil daily?
I generally recommend between 1 and 3 tablespoons a day as a maintenance. If you are using it to treat something, if you have an infection, then I would recommend going, you know, even 4 to 5 tablespoons.
Right. So 1 to 3 on a maintenance level for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is totally safe for children. There's no question that.
Definitely, yes.
This is a food.
It's a food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a food it's a food that has health benefits beyond its nutritional content.
And we have to say, I mean, this has been used around the world in countries where the coconut palms are growing, in Africa, in Polynesia, in, you know, tropical areas, that this has always been known to be a very powerful healing food. It's not something that has just arrived on the scene. It's been around a long, long time.
That's exactly right. I mean, for generations, coconut oil has been used both nutritionally and medicinally, both topically and internally. In some cultures, they use it for just about any type of sickness they have. First thing they do is they down a cup of coconut oil as their remedy.
Wow. So let's talk about some of the other benefits, because I find it so so fascinating, and it's so versatile. There are so many applications of coconut oil to support our health. Let's talk about coconut oil for weight management, to support metabolism, because that's such a huge issue and a big need for so many people. What will enhance our metabolism? So explain how coconut oil supports that.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things about the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil is the way they are processed by the body and digested. They are not digested the same way as other fats. Because they are smaller, they digest very quickly. And therefore, instead of going into the bloodstream like other fats do, they go to the liver. And in the liver, they are used to produce energy, so they are burned, kind of like a carbohydrate. And so when you eat coconut oil, it actually gives you a boost of energy. And in the process of lifting energy, it also elevates metabolism. So your metabolism is elevated to a higher level, and so you are burning off calories at an accelerated rate. studies have shown that after eating a single meal containing medium-chain fatty acids, that metabolism is elevated and remains elevated for a full 24 hours. So for 24 hours, your body is burning off calories at an accelerated rate.
Wow, I didn't realize that. So if you can just, on a daily basis, include in some way or other coconut oil into your diet, you actually are enhancing your metabolism over the 24-hour period.
Yeah, you know, lots of times people will add coconut oil into their day like they do with coffee as a pick-me-up. They will take a spoonful of coconut oil to give them that pickup in the morning or in the afternoon when they start getting a little drowsy. A spoonful of coconut oil will give you that little energy that you need to continue throughout the rest of the day.
That's crazy. You know, that's so easy to do. It's so easy to implement into your diet. I mean, I just love the idea of putting it into your coffee or tea or into your protein shake or put it into your soup. I mean, you can put it into anything. There's always a way to sneak it into your diet. And if you don't like it in your food, you can just take a spoonful of it and just let it dissolve in your mouth.
That's exactly right, and I do all of those. I use it in cooking. I put it in foods of all types. I put it in smoothies. It's great in smoothies. It blends in very well. You don't even know it's there. And if I don't use it in my food and I want some more, then I take it by the spoonful. You know, a lot of times people have a hard time, you know, with the idea of putting a spoonful of oil in their mouths. And there's this psychological, you know, fear of putting fat in your mouth. But this is a healthy fat. It's doing you good. And once you get over that, it's very easy to put it in your mouth, and it doesn't feel so bad.
And that's so true. I mean, it's just, I mean, I really love the taste of coconut oil. It's easy to do. And speaking of the benefits of coconut oil, you know, we're all really concerned about things that are going to generate fat storage, raising our insulin levels. And coconut oil also has a role to play in helping to stabilize our blood sugar and therefore reduce our risk of diabetes. And I just wonder if you can elaborate a bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, usually doctors tell their patients to cut down on fats. But when it comes to coconut oil, just the opposite is true. You need to increase, or you should increase, your consumption of coconut oil because it helps control blood sugar. It helps even reverse diabetic symptoms. If you add coconut oil into your meal, it's going to slow down the absorption of sugars into the bloodstream, and so it's going to keep your blood sugar levels at a more even level. Plus, coconut oil also, the medium-chain fatty acids are absorbed into the cells without the aid of insulin, which is different from other fats, and so they can give the cells the energy that they need. One of the problems with diabetics is insulin resistance, and so their cells aren't able to absorb sugar from the bloodstream. This causes high blood sugar levels, high insulin levels. But medium-chain fatty acids can feed and nourish cells without the aid of insulin. And so for these reasons, diabetics show marked improvement in their blood sugar levels and in the symptoms. For example, after I published my book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, I received a call from a man who was diabetic, and he was telling me that he had lost the feeling in both of his feet due to his diabetes, which is very typical. And he said after he'd read the book, he started adding coconut oil into his diet. He said that within 2 weeks, his feet came alive. Feeling returned to his feet. Circulation, you know, started going back into his feet. And since that time, I've had many other diabetics contact me and tell me the exact same thing, that feeling comes back into their once basically dead tissues.
So do you think that's because the cells actually can get nourished and
yes.
and therefore function better and get oxygenated and all
these
exactly.
Things?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, this may be a good way to segue into the role of coconut oil for protecting our brain, how to enhance our ability to have, you know, really, really support against dementia and Alzheimer's. So there's a lot of information out there about how coconut oil can be beneficial. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, this is one of the newer developments with coconut oil, and it's really fascinating and amazing what coconut oil can do. One of the things, when the medium-chain fatty acids are consumed and they go into the liver, some is immediately produced, used to produce energy, while another portion of them are converted into a different type of energy known as ketones. And these ketones are utilized by the body just like glucose or fatty acids to produce energy, but they have a therapeutic effect on the brain. The brain can use two types of fuel, glucose and ketones. And so when you are eating meals that have carbohydrates in it, that's where you get your glucose to feed the brain. If you don't eat carbohydrates, or when you're fasting, or like when during night when you're sleeping and you're not eating, then the body has to rely, or the brain has to rely on ketones to provide its energy needs. Now, in Alzheimer's disease, what's happening is that there's a defect that occurs in which the brain is not able to effectively utilize glucose. Basically, what happens is the brain becomes insulin resistant. In fact, Alzheimer's is now referred to as type 3 diabetes because it's brain insulin resistance. And so if the brain cannot absorb glucose, it begins to starve and brain cells begin to degenerate and die. However, the ketones produced from coconut oil provide a source of energy the brain still can use because brain cells don't need insulin in order to absorb the ketones. And so ketones provide a ready source of energy for the brain. And so a person who is suffering from Alzheimer's or even other forms of dementia, if they add coconut oil in their diet on a regular basis, they can provide their body with a continual source of ketones to take the place of the glucose that their brains can't utilize, which would cause the brain to rejuvenate, basically. It'll give the brain the energy it needs and also the energy it needs to heal itself. The brain does heal itself if given the opportunity. And this is one of the amazing things about coconut oil, and there are many people right now who are using coconut therapy to overcome or and even reverse Alzheimer's disease.
I interviewed Dr. Mary Newport on my show, and she wrote a book about how she reversed her husband's Alzheimer's condition using coconut oil. I'm sure you know about Dr. Mary Newport. You probably have had conversations with her and done shows together.
We have.
You know, I'm sure. Because, I mean, she's such an advocate of using coconut oil. I mean, that's all that she did was use forms of coconut oil for her husband, who showed remarkable improvement. And you know, the epidemic of Alzheimer's and dementia is such a terrifying trend right now. To think that coconut oil could be so beneficial, it's so simple, it's so inexpensive, but it can be so profound in supporting the brain's ability to function. I mean, it's just so exciting.
That's exactly right. And you know, the medications that are available today to treat Alzheimer's are not very good. The best they can do is slow down the digression of the brain health. They cannot stop it. They cannot reverse it. And they only work from 6 to 12 months, and then they stop working. And even in those people that show some improvement, there's only half the people that use it show any improvement at all. So after a year, 100% of people on these drugs show no improvement, but coconut oil shows improvement regardless of how long you use it, and it shows far more improvement. And not only does it stop the progression, but it reverses the disease. Yes. It actually reverses it.
I mean, that's what's amazing, and that's what Dr. Mary Newport reported with her husband, and she was able to assess him and see the improvement, because she was saying, you know, it's one thing to slow down the progression of these conditions, but it's another thing to actually see the conditions reversed and improved, which, you know, it just goes to show when you can nourish the body has the capacity to heal and rejuvenate just about any condition going on.
Yeah, you know, her husband, I heard her husband say that in an interview that when he had Alzheimer's, before he had started with coconut oil, he said it was like being in a locked room with the windows closed, the lights turned off, it was totally dark, and that when he started taking coconut oil, it was like turning on the lights. He could think, he could see clearly again.
Isn't that amazing? You must be just so thrilled to hear these reports.
I'm very thrilled, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, what's greater a greater acknowledgement of you know, your work than to see the many ways that it's helping people's lives. You know, this probably is a good place for us to take a break. So we're going to have a little station break. Don't go away, because Dr. Bruce Fife has a lot more to say about the many healing benefits of coconut oil. So stay tuned. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. And today we're having such an interesting and, I would say, really important conversation about the benefits and the healing miracles from the humble coconut. And today, to help us understand the benefits of coconut oil, is Dr. Bruce Fife, who really has been the power behind the coconut oil movement. He has done the initial research and has given us so many applications of coconut oil for our health and well-being. So, Dr. Bruce Fife, we're going to continue the conversation, and I would like to talk about the role of coconut oil for cancer. I had a wonderful guest a while back, Dr. Thomas Seyfried. Now, he wrote the book Cancer is a Metabolic Disease, so he's looking at how we can increase the metabolism within the cells, and he is a big fan of using coconut oil as part of his protocol as well. So I thought you could help further enlighten us on the role of coconut oil as a way to support the healing and even the prevention of conditions like cancer.
Yes, cancer. I mean, coconut oil has very pronounced anti-cancer properties, and there's been a number of studies that have demonstrated this. For example, in one study, the investigators chemically induced colon cancer in test animals, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to see what effect different types of dietary oils would have on the cancer. And so they gave them different oils such as coconut oil, olive oil, soybean oil, and various other ones. They fed them the same type of food, but just the oils were different. And what they found is that in every case, all the oils, all the animals developed cancer except those that were given coconut oil. And when they actually examined the tissues, they could find no evidence of cancer in the animals' tissues. This is with colon cancer. Other researchers did the same thing with breast cancer with animals again. And again, they used different types of oils. Some oils promoted more tumors and bigger tumors than others, but coconut oil prevented tumors from developing. And other researchers tried skin, and they put cancer-causing chemicals on the skin, and then they added oils on the skin. And they found that when coconut oil was added to the skin, even though they had very potent cancer-causing chemicals on the skin, that coconut oil blocked the formation of cancer in the skin.
Wow. How did it do that?
Well, you know, one of the things is that Coconut oil, as I mentioned, the medium-chain fatty acids absorb through cells without the aid of insulin or enzymes, and so they give the cells a boost of energy. And so if you increase the metabolism of the cell is able to function better and healthier. And they don't need sugar, which actually promotes cancer. They could function on ketones or on medium-chain fatty acids and get all their energy that way. I have a friend who had breast cancer that was, so severe that it spread into her spine and into her skull. She went through surgery to remove as much as they could, but the doctors couldn't actually get into the spine, into the skull, to remove the cancer there. And they basically sent her home saying, this is all we could do. You've got 2 months to live. And so she went home. She didn't want to give up, and so she investigated alternative forms of cancer therapy, and she ran across coconut oil, and so she immediately began taking coconut oil every day. And after 2 months, she was still alive, and that's the time the doctors gave her to die. And so she continued on with her coconut oil, and 2 months later came by, and she was still alive. So again, she continued with her coconut oil. And after 6 months, the doctors, were kind of curious that she hadn't died yet. And so they contacted her and asked her to come down to the clinic for an examination because they were totally baffled. She went in. They could find no trace of the cancer. After 6 months, the cancer in her brain and her spine was totally gone.
Well, this is what Dr. Thomas Seyfried says, that the cells, when deprived of energy, will become anaerobic, and in an oxygen-deprived environment, this allows the growth of cancer cells, because cancer cells grow in a low-oxygen environment. So the ability of generating energy, which generates oxygen on a cellular level, is a critical component of getting to the root causes of cancer. So what you're saying is reinforcing why coconut oil plays such a major role, because it can get into the cells, generate energy, which is going to increase oxygenation.
Exactly right. And another interesting thing about this is the medium-chain fatty acids, when they do generate energy, they produce far less free radicals than oxygen and sugar do, and so free radical levels also drop.
Well, in your experience, is there anyone who should not take coconut oil, or any condition that should not be addressed through including coconut oil in the diet?
I don't think so. I think everyone can benefit, including smallest children, the oldest people. Anyone of any age can benefit by taking coconut oil.
I have another question. I find when people have really compromised gut health, they have chronic inflammation in their guts, their ability to absorb oils is compromised because they just don't have those little villi available. Is this the same with coconut oil? Would a seriously inflamed gut impair the absorption of coconut oil into the cells, and into the bloodstream and into the cells?
This is another very interesting thing about the medium-chain fatty acids. They can help reverse these type of conditions. The medium-chain fatty acids have anti-inflammatory properties, and they're very soothing and very healing to the digestive tract. And so people with Crohn's disease and colitis and things like that, they actually benefit. I mean, and it's amazing listening to some of the stories of people, say, with Crohn's disease, how they have terrible, diarrhea and cramping and pain, and yet taking a tablespoon a day can actually relieve all these symptoms. The coconut oil, again, one of the reasons, not only because of the anti-inflammatory effects of it, is the cells lining the digestive tract will actually absorb the medium-chain fatty acids. And again, like I said, you don't need insulin or enzymes to do this, and so they automatically go into the cells, and they provide the cells with energy, and they provide them with a high-potency energy that gives them the energy they need to heal and replace themselves and actually overcome these conditions. And since we're talking about the digestive tract, I want to make another kind of a related observation here that, you know, we mentioned earlier that coconut oil, the medium-chain fatty acids, kill bacteria and viruses and yeast and things like that. And some people say, well, won't it kill the good bacteria in the digestive tract? You know, and we need our good bacteria for healthy digestive function. But one of the fantastic things about coconut oil is that it does not kill all bacteria. It does not kill the healthy bacteria in the digestive tract. It leaves those alone. It kills the candida. It kills the harmful bacteria. It kills the harmful viruses. And so, again, it promotes a healthy digestive function, a healthy digestive tract.
Well, that's great information because I find that most people have really compromised digestive tracts. They're, you know, this epidemic of chronic inflammation is compromising so many people and leading to so many conditions. So this is another simple way to support the healing and regain the health of chronic inflammation going on in the gut.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so how about the skin? So you mentioned that briefly. Let's talk about how coconut oil can be used to support the skin and create healthy skin. You know, I used to live in India, in South India, and coconut oil was really, really popular, is really popular, has been, of course, there for thousands of years. And one of the things the people do in South India, maybe it's true all over India, but they use coconut oil in their hair to prevent, well, as a conditioner, but also to keep from going gray, supposedly. Is there truth to that?
Well, I must say that coconut oil is fantastic as a natural skin lotion and heating salve. Now, preventing gray hairs, I don't have any scientific evidence to support that.
I was hoping you'd say yes.
But I have heard people claim it does, but I have not seen it myself.
Okay. But let's talk about how it helps the skin and rejuvenates the skin.
One of the things is its antimicrobial properties. It's excellent against a lot of skin infections. The most obvious would be fungal infections like ringworm and athlete's foot, nail fungus. You know, nail fungus is notoriously difficult to cure and to get rid of. But coconut oil seems to work better than the commercial creams that you get at the store. It can get rid of it. It gets rid of all these. It also is good for a dry, cracked, flaky skin. My hands used to be very dry and used to crack and used to bleed. And so I started putting coconut oil, and it only took maybe 10 days to transform them into very soft skin, and today I still have the soft skin. I still use coconut oil occasionally in order to keep it that way. But if you have dry, rough skin and you want to have skin like a baby's bottom, start using coconut oil, and within a short time you'll have that. It's good for psoriasis and skin conditions like that. Now, I'm not going to claim that coconut oil can reverse every type of skin condition, every form of psoriasis or eczema, but of a lot of cases, it does. I've seen infants who have been skin rashes almost all over their body when the mother put coconut oil, have that completely disappear within just a few days. Coconut oil is great for acne. Now, this kind of is a surprise to a lot of people because people think, oh, well, greasy skin caused the acne or promoted the acne, and if you put oil on it, it just make it greasier. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, not so. It has been shown in medical studies that the medium-chain fatty acids actually kill the bacteria that cause acne. And so if you put a thin layer of coconut oil on your face or anywhere where you have acne, one of two things is going to happen. One possible thing that will happen is that the acne will clear right up. The second thing is that you will get more acne for a while, for a week, maybe even two, and then it will clear up and the acne will go away and you'll be acne free. But eventually, either way, it will get rid of the acne. And then some people ask me, well, why in some cases does acne increase? Well, sometimes that's the way healing occurs. Coconut oil has a strong detoxifying effect, cleansing effect. And so in some people, it draws out these toxins from the skin. And so for a short period of time, acne may increase for a while as it's detoxifying the skin. But once it's gotten rid of all of this, then the skin will clear up and heal up really well. Other benefits would be to use it for growths like warts and moles and things like that. You use it continually on these and they will disappear on you. And if you put it on your skin regularly, it also will help strengthen the underlying tissues of the skin, the collagen. It helps, since it has antioxidant properties, helps block the effects of free radicals that cause aging and wrinkling of the skin, and so it helps your skin look healthier and healthier and younger. It's also good as a treatment for cuts and burns. It's wonderful for burns. I use it as a sunblock, you know, and it's been used that way for thousands of years in the Pacific Islands. That's what the islanders use. Every day they put a layer of coconut oil on their skin, and they're exposed to the hot tropical sun all day long. And the coconut oil protects them and also protects them from skin cancer. I mean, traditionally they're out in the sun with very little clothing exposed to the sun, and they have beautiful skin.
Oh, that's so interesting, because remember there used to be the old suntan lotions were all coconut oil based.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good thing.
That was a good thing, and then they started using the chemicals, which is a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I love using essential oils, and I just take a couple of drops of these organic essential oils, mix in with some coconut oil, and just massage it all over my body every day, morning and night. And, you know, that is such a therapeutic regimen for me. I love doing that.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, yeah, just a few drops of an essential oil in a base of coconut oil is an excellent way to apply the essential oils to your body.
So do you think that the coconut oil will clog pores, or is that not a concern?
You know, one interesting thing about the medium-chain fatty acids, because they are so small, they actually absorb into the body. If you take, say, soybean oil and you put it on your arm, that oil is going to stay there all day long. It's going to have a greasy, sticky mess on your arm. But mm-hmm. if you do the same thing with coconut oil, the oil absorbs into the skin. And so even when you put it on your face, it's not going to give your face a greasy look all day long as you don't, you know, overdo it. If you put a thin layer on, it really only takes a few minutes to actually absorb into the skin, and so it does not clog your pores.
You know, that is great, because that's such a wonderful, simple, and again, inexpensive way to support and nourish the skin. You know, you just stay simple, really.
Yes, it is. You know, as I kind of mentioned before, for injuries, anytime I get a cut, anytime I burn myself, anytime I injure my skin, the first thing that goes on is coconut oil. And sometimes people think, oh, the burns, you don't put oil on burns. But I put oil on my burns because, or at least coconut oil on it, because it speeds the healing.
Okay, so I want to be sure we talk about one more thing, and maybe we can add a few other little goodies, because I'm sure you've got so many other great things to share. But let's talk about oil pulling, which is a way of using coconut oil to help create a healthy oral cavity and help your gums.
You know, oil pulling, basically what it is, probably most of your listeners don't know what it is. Basically what it is putting oil in your mouth and swishing it around, kind of like what you would do with a mouthwash and then spitting it out. And when I first heard of oil pulling, it's an Ayurvedic practice. It's been around for thousands of years. I've heard people say, well, that's helped me with so many different health problems, people with arthritis or with immune problems. And I thought, oh, that sounds crazy. How could, you know, swishing oil in your mouth help with that? And I didn't believe it for a while until I heard so many testimonies on how oil pulling helped people with various health problems that I decided to investigate it thoroughly and track down any scientific evidence to back it up, because I believe in science, you know, and I need to see the science in order to believe stuff. And so I did research, and I actually uncovered the science behind it. And as a result of that, I actually wrote a book called Oil Pulling Therapy. But what happens is that when you swish the oil in your mouth, what you are doing is the oil is actually picking up bacteria, any viruses. When you actually pull the bacteria, mucus, and stuff out of your mouth, and when you spit it out, your mouth is going to be cleaner and fresher. And they've actually done studies in which they've compared oil pulling to using mouthwash, antiseptic mouthwashes, to brushing your teeth, and they found that oil pulling is superior in preventing gingivitis and plaque on the teeth than these other methods. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be brushing your teeth, but what I suggest is that you should be adding oil pulling to your normal daily oral hygiene regimen to improve it. And what happens is when you do oil pulling, it's going to make your teeth whiter. It's going to make your gums healthier. It's going to get rid of inflammation. Your gums are going to close up tighter around your teeth. You're going to get rid of bad breath. Your oral health is going to be vastly improved. And what's really amazing about this is that if we have infection in our mouths, this infection isn't isolated in just one part of our body. It goes to the rest of the body. It drains into the bloodstream and circulates throughout the body. This is why when you go see a dentist, if you have any heart condition, he gives you antibiotics so that you don't get an infection in your heart and suffer from heart failure. So this bacteria goes through the body. So if you can remove the focus of the bacteria in your mouth, you relieve a lot of stress on your immune system and your body, and your body's able to actually reverse a lot of conditions caused by an overburden of bacteria going into the body.
So how would you do oil pulling?
I would say take coconut oil and take a spoonful of it. Don't fill your mouth fully full of it, because as you swish it in your mouth, you're going to be secreting saliva. And I recommend that people do it for 15 to 20 minutes at a time before they spit it out. And when people hear me say that, they say, ooh, isn't that a long time? Well, yeah, it's a long time, but you kind of get used to it. If you do other things at the same time, you kind of forget that you're swishing in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So what I do it every single morning. I put it in my mouth, and then I do other things. I read the newspaper. I prepare breakfast, take a shower. You know, you do other things. And before you know it, 15 to 20 minutes is up. In fact, oftentimes I get so involved in what I'm doing that I'll be swishing for a half hour, 40 minutes before I realize, oh, I need to spit this stuff out.
And you don't want to swallow it. You have to spit it out.
Yeah, because it's pulling all the bacteria, mucus, and toxins out of your body, and you don't want to swallow that. So you spit it into the trash.
And you only need to do this once a day?
For maintenance, once a day is great. If you have some dental issues that you want to address, then I would recommend 2 to 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you had some periodontal disease and your gums are receding and things like that, you would want to do it more often?
Yes.
Okay. So is there anything else we did not cover, Bruce, in our conversation that you think is important?
Well, you know, coconut oil, we've mentioned some of the main, some of the biggies that coconut oil can do, but it can do a lot more. Like with Alzheimer's, it's great for Alzheimer's, but it's also good for most any type of neurological condition, including Parkinson's disease, MS, anything to do with nerves. It's also good to help prevent liver disease, and to it's kind of like a liver tonic. It helps improve liver function. It functions as an antioxidant, helps protect us from free radicals. It helps boost the immune system. It can help promote the production of white blood cells that help keep us safe from infection. It's good for inflammation, any type of inflammation type problem. And so there's lots of other benefits that you can get from using coconut oil on a regular basis. And again, coconut oil is not a drug. It's not toxic. It's a food. And so you really can't overdose it. If you do take too much coconut oil, the worst that will happen is it may cause a little upset stomach and some diarrhea. But all you have to do is just cut back on the amount that you take to avoid that.
And the one last question that I have for you, we talk about the benefits of coconut oil, which is what we've been discussing for the past hour. Now, coconut water is very popular right now. There's coconut sugar. But these are different. There are aspects of the coconut, but do they have any of the same healing properties as coconut oil? Or are they considered beneficial in their own right but for different reasons?
Well, they're completely different from the oil, and they have benefits in their own right that are different from the oil for different reasons. Coconut water, as you mentioned, has become very popular right now. It's popular as a rehydration beverage. It's used in people who work out a lot. A lot of athletes are incorporating coconut water in their practice and events. And it helps. And one of the things about coconut water is it has the full spectrum of electrolytes that are found in human blood. Things like Gatorade and stuff really only have sodium chloride, and that's it. Mm-hmm. But coconut water has, you know, magnesium and sulfur and all these that the body needs, as well as vitamins and antioxidants and other things that help promote good health.
So anything from the coconut would be beneficial, but people need to understand coconut oil really is what we're talking about here. It's a specific form of coconut that has all of these known healing benefits.
That's right. You know, and another product is called coconut milk, which is different from the coconut water. Coconut water is when you pick up a coconut and you shake it and you hear that swishing, what you hear is coconut water. Sometimes people refer to it as coconut milk, but that's not technically correct. Coconut mm-hmm. milk is made by taking the meat of the coconut and crushing it, and the juice that's extracted from the meat is called coconut milk. And it's totally different in its chemical makeup, in its nutritional makeup, and its appearance to coconut water. And the real benefits with coconut milk is it's creamy and it's like dairy milk, but it's very high in coconut oil, so it's very high in the coconut fat. And so you can get the benefits of coconut oil by incorporating coconut milk in your cooking. So you can actually use coconut milk as a replacement for dairy milk. So recipes, you know, and you can use it to make soups and stews and curries, smoothies and things like that.
Yes, I love coconut milk and coconut cream, which is even
mm-hmm.
richer,
yes.
Which, again, is another wonderful way to go. Well, you have given us so much wisdom here and so many practical ways we can benefit from coconut oil. You know, I just really want to thank you, Dr. Bruce Fife, for all the work you've done and what a difference your research and the mission you are on is making to so many people. I'm very grateful for everything you've been doing, and certainly grateful for your time today. It's such a pleasure to have you with us and sharing your research. And before we go, let's just give your website again, which is coconutresearchcenter.org. People want more information. I absolutely recommend people get the latest version of your book, Dr. Fife, The Coconut Oil Miracle, which I see is in its fifth edition, along with 50 delicious recipes. And I just encourage people to start making friends with the wonderful coconut, because it is truly a healing food for all of us.
Yes, it is. I encourage everyone just to give it a try.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again for a wonderful conversation, Dr. Bruce Fife. You take care. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
And to all my listeners, thank you for joining me. I trust you've gotten some inspiration and run out and get your coconut oil. I'm about to take my spoonful of coconut oil as we speak. And until next time, remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. Look forward to having you with me next time. Bye for now. Thank you.